So yes. The long answer, that was a very long answer to your question, right? Very long answer. What I was trying to say was this. In those years, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, we learned a lot about how to present our case on television. And this was a strike that was in large part handled through the medium of television. And we you know the South Wales executive told me, you're going to be our spokesman. You're going to handle the press, and it was done with tremendous discipline. I mean, there were lots of people who were shouting the odds about going back to work, and we've had enough of this, and Scargill's bloody useless, and us long before the terrible deprivation of the autumn and the winter. But we maintained a discipline and held a line, and it was all about having a real media strategy. That's what we did.
Do you think that the miners' side was handled as well as the government side?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the Corbett management were just rubbish. You know, they were useless. And Phil Weeks was pretty good, who was the director of the South Wales Coalfield. He had a very nice way with him, but he didn't like doing media. He could have been much more effective than he was, but I think that's because Phil never really believed in what the Coalboard was doing. The bosses of the Coalboard themselves came across as out of touch, arrogant, grad grinds. Thatcher was pretty dreadful. Peter Walker was much more skillful. And in fact, they started to learn very quickly. We could see them getting better on the television. And they certainly beat us to the punch by the Christmas and the new year of the strike. And that really upset me, because, Scargill was, a real enigma in a way. He was a terrific mob orator, and I've always hated mob orators. I mean, I never trusted them, and I don't trust them now. But he was, and one of the most frightening things I've ever been part of, really, was the huge rally in Aberavon. In the hall in Aberavon. God, it was unbelievable. It was like one of these terrible totalitarian rallies, But he also had this other side to him, which was a kind of inability to say things which acknowledged that there was another argument. And that was a fatal weakness.
What about the portrayal of the miners themselves in television? Was it a fair portrayal, do you think?
Oh, yeah, I think we had a very, very good media image. That was partly because so many miners are so articulate. They could express this stuff so beautifully and in such a kind of apposite and timely way. They were good at it, and there would always be on almost every picket line, certainly the kind of, the big trouble spots. So there'd always be somebody who was Ivor England, for example. Ivor was absolutely brilliant, I mean, Ivor had this genius of disguising the fact that he was a highly intelligent guy, by sounding as if, he just came up from the pit and his mother hadn't let him out for 10 years or something. Well, I don't know what's going on here. I can't understand him. We're just working men who want to work. He was brilliant. And Arvon Evans, who was the chairman of the Mardi Lodge, he was another one, But there were loads and loads of marvellous, very articulate guys. And women, of course. One, some of the some of the best explanations of what this was about came from women.